For many years, Dean and Candace Lochner of Ree Heights ran a diversified crop and livestock operation in central South Dakota. But there came a point where degradation of soil from erosion and saline seeps made it difficult to justify annual cropping and season-long grazing. The Lochners planted everything back to grass, even their leased acres, shifting focus to holistic management and short-duration rotational grazing.
We've increased the production of our grass so much that we are currently running more animal units on the 2,500 acres than we ever used to run on 4,000 acres because we've increased grass production so much.
Working with a team of experts, including the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition, NRCS, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and others, the family seeded native forages, put in fencing and water infrastructure. But the biggest leap of faith came when the couple sold their cows after attending a ranching for profit school.
The ranching for profit school allowed us to figure out which parts of our ranching operation, which enterprises were actually making us money and which ones were dragging us down. And so we started eliminating the non-profitable segments of it, and that's how we ended up where we are today as a custom grazing operation.
Part of the transition to 100% grazing required Dean to convince his landlords the acres were best suited as grasslands. To ease the shift in rental rates, the Lochners absorbed costs for taxes, infrastructure, and restoration to grass. The Lochners are enjoying a new harmony with nature since transitioning to a grassland enterprise, but they advise others to fully understand the risks and rewards before taking a similar plunge. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.